From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the administration's proposed $700 billion financial bailout plan lacks necessary safeguards to prevent abuses in the future. She wants better oversight provisions, limits on the pay of Wall Street executives, and protections for homeowners. GOP Senator Richard Shelby, the ranking Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, agrees with that last point.
This doesn't do anything for the homeowner. This is doing something for the banks, and if they get any relief, it'd be incidental.
But Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson says the whole reason for the plan is to help taxpayers and homeowners.
We're not doing this to protect our financial institutions in and of themselves. We're doing it to protect the financial institutions because that's what is needed to protect the American taxpayer. And unfortunately, the American taxpayer is right now at risk if there is a tough situation in the economy.
Paulson was on Fox News Sunday. Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama says he agrees with congressional leaders that an independent overseer is needed for the bailout plan. He says much of the responsibility for the financial crisis lies with the policies of the Bush administration and congressional Republicans, including his opponent John McCain. Obama made the statement at a rally today in Charlotte, North Carolina, as Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports.
The Obama campaign had a busy week in Charlotte, starting with visits from Vice Presidential candidate Joe Biden and Michelle Obama, and culminating in an outdoor rally with Barack Obama and an audience of thousands. The visits are further evidence that Obama is treating North Carolina as a battleground, even though the state hasn't elected a Democrat for president in more than 30 years. Obama peppered his speech with references to North Carolina's economy and job losses.
I will stop giving tax breaks to corporations that ship jobs overseas. I'm going to give tax breaks to companies that create good jobs right here in North Carolina.
Republican Senator John McCain maintains a lead over Obama in the latest polls of North Carolina, but margins vary widely between 1 point and 20. Neither McCain nor running mate Sarah Palin has visited North Carolina during the general election campaign. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
Two U.S. Defense Department employees are among the victims of the suicide truck bomb attack that devastated a hotel in Islamabad yesterday. At least 53 people were killed. NPR's Philip Reeves says a security camera inside the hotel caught images of the explosive-laden vehicle as it approached the building.
A dump truck rammed into the security barriers outside the hotel. The guards there initially ran away, and then they returned. There was a small explosion, then the truck caught fire. And for a while, there was an attempt by several guards to try to put out the flames inside the truck. And then the truck finally detonated.
This is NPR. Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has formally resigned amid investigations of alleged corruption in his administration. The country's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, is hoping to form a new coalition government. She has 42 days to do so. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iran will break the hand of any nation that targets Iran's nuclear facilities. He said the statement today at a parade in Tehran, a parade that featured a banner that read, "Israel should be eliminated from the universe." Ahmadinejad will travel to New York this week to attend the upcoming session of the United Nations General Assembly. The crew of the space shuttle Atlantis arrived at the Kennedy Space Center today for final training before their October launch. The astronauts will perform NASA's final repair mission to the Hubble Space Telescope. Pat Duggins of member station WMFE has more.
The training session at the Kennedy Space Center is called the Terminal Countdown Demonstration Test. It's the last chance for Commander Scott Altman and his six crewmates to practice inside the shuttle on the launch pad before blastoff set for October 10th. The astronauts will install new parts on Hubble, but also try to repair two instruments on the telescope that have stopped working. Altman says his crew is ready to go.
I definitely feel that the crew has come together. Everybody knows their jobs, and we're ready to execute it and looking forward to heading down to the Cape, launching, and getting to work on the telescope.
NASA is still assessing the impact of Hurricane Ike on mission control in Houston. That, plus some delays in preparing Atlantis, could delay the launch date by a day or two. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Orlando.
The United States has upset Europe to win the Ryder Cup, the most prized team trophy in golf. It's the first time American golfers have won the cup since 1999. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.